And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And I thank you for tuning in today. You're listening to a Real Estate Investor Radio Show. That's what this program is about. It is a show for current real estate investors and those of you that are thinking about becoming real estate investors. So if that's you, if you're thinking about this, this is the show for you. And if during the course of the program or afterwards when you're thinking about things we've talked about today, if you have any questions, send those my way to askandy@luinc.com, askandy@luinc.com. That is me on the other end. That is Andy answering your questions. So what is a real estate investor? If you're new to the program, maybe you're puzzling over this. And I want to take a look at it from this perspective today, because at its core, we are problem solvers. Problem solvers. Of course, a lot of people out there in a lot of the jobs that they perform wear that problem solver hat, right? And how to answering questions like, hey, how do I help the company drive up sales? How do I help the company get into that new market? How do I help the company improve, I don't know, some manufactured component so there's greater efficiency in manufacturing or safety or improved cost? How to help the company, I don't know, fill in the blank. You do that. You fill in the blank. You get the picture, though. You're out there solving problems for the company, for the boss, for your manager. But what about your problems? Well, as a real estate investor, you get to work on your own problems for a change. And isn't it about time? As a real estate investor, well, becoming a real estate investor, I should say, and investing in rental real estate, it can help you solve some of your problems. And it really, you become a professional problem solver in your own right in that space. So what do I mean? And we'll talk about a lot of this throughout the course of the show. But when I talk to other people out there that have yet to become real estate investors, that are still struggling through life, you know, with that job, helping other people solve their problems at work, right? I see them dealing with things like this. You know, their family doesn't have enough time, right? Enough time to spend together, right? Because everyone in the family, the adults, they're having to work more and more to solve cash problems, giving up their time in exchange for money. That is a problem. And even so, they never have enough money to do all the things that they want. And this may be you, whether that's that vacation you've been thinking about or a trip down the road here in Arlington to Six Flags or the ballpark, or just living comfortably, you have a problem. Cash just isn't going far enough. I mean, inflation read just came out, still on deck, higher than expected. You have a problem. Of course, it's also that time of year again. Time to file the taxes, and what about the tax man? Boy, paying more taxes than you should. You have a problem. Stay tuned. Towards the end of the show, I do want to talk about a really big benefit of real estate investing, which helps us on the tax side, that is depreciation. But if you become a real estate investor, you become a problem solver, and you start to work on your own problems. I think that's the big point here. Now, how? That's probably your next question. How does real estate investing help you to solve those problems, the cash problem, the time problem? Now, let's start there, and let's talk about that. So how does it help you? Well, you don't have enough income. You don't have enough cash on hand to live comfortably, to live well. So what do? You go out and you buy just one single family house. And it doesn't seem like a lot, but what it does for you is it helps create extra monthly cash flow. One single family property in the markets where we buy as Lifestyles Unlimited members. And these are markets across the country, right? We grew up in Texas, founded in Houston over 30 years ago. I mean, we have 3+ decades of experience behind us. So we've been buying in Texas for a long time, but we're in a lot of other markets. And we're seeing the net cash flow, that profit that members are keeping on the houses they buy, right now is anywhere between $200 to maybe $500 a month. In fact, I had an email from one of the realty team in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Yeah, we're buying in Tennessee. $445 cash flow per month. It's a 15% cash on cash return. Wherever your money's sitting right now, probably not doing that well. Probably not paying you monthly. That's the beauty of real estate. You add that one house, you start bringing in $400 a month. Add another one after that. Before you know it, you've created an additional $1,000 in extra income that you're keeping every month. Would that not help? Or you keep going and you double that number. You triple it, you get to $2,000, maybe $3,000 a month. And eventually you have as much passive income coming into your household from your rental properties as you have household expenses. You've matched your outbound expenses for your household with income, passive income. Cash problem solved. Now you can address that time problem. If you're matching and paying and covering all your expenses for your household from passive income, do you still have to work to solve somebody else's problems? No, you don't. You can, but you don't have to. You can retire. That's what a lot of members do. And by the way, real estate does not just help you create cash flow. We have very big equity plays in there as well. We make money when we buy. We call that equity capture. I may buy a house for $100,000, put $50,000 into renovations into it, but now it's worth $200,000. I just created about $50,000 in equity. That's equity capture right at the start. And then we make money while we hold the asset. Equity build up as the resident pays down my mortgage and appreciation. So you, over time, can build up a portfolio of rental houses. I know it may seem daunting if you've never bought one, but it gets easier. It's a very repeatable process. And in the long run, you solve two of your biggest problems, which is you lack time, but you gain that back and you create more income. Now, I mentioned inflation. I do want to talk inflation just briefly, and we may take the rest of the segment, in fact, because the latest inflation read or report, it just came in, and it does remain a problem. So thinking about problem solving, it came in higher than expected. It came in higher than expected. What was interesting to me is that the way the stock markets reacted, they kind of shrugged it off. Yeah, it's higher. It's higher than we thought it was going to be, but we don't think it's going to be a problem, right? Not a big deal. Big question, I guess, for you and me is what will the Federal Reserve do in their meeting next week? Right, they're expected to make a decision for the next rate move. Many expect them to stay put. That's probably why the stock markets reacted the way they did. But honestly, regardless of what the stock market does and the Federal Reserve does, the reality is you and I are paying more to maintain our lifestyles. Cost of living has increased yet again. And that's a problem. But real estate can help you solve that problem. How is that? We talked about how we make money with our rental houses, and this it goes for apartments as well. But real estate, rental real estate is a huge, huge inflation hedge because property values, that appreciation that I mentioned, it does trend upward. And rents, right? This is a residential rental property, whether houses or apartments, we are charging somebody to live there. And those rents do trend upward as well. In fact, if you look at that inflation read as 3.2%, you can find a breakdown of what goes into that number and what they call rent. I'm doing air quotes here with my fingers. Rent is a big component. Rent is sticky. I go into a 12-month lease with somebody. It's not going to go down for that 12 months. It may not go up either, but it is sticky. And they identified the increase in rent over the past 12 months as 5.8%. Now, that's not true rent. They're measuring a number of things in there, and they view you, if you are a homeowner and you own your own house, they figure out what your effective rent is as a homeowner. They factor in things like your mortgage payment, your taxes, your insurance, maintenance, all the things, right, that go into that. But they're calculating it, and they call it rent. It's just a measure of general housing cost. But it's gone up. But that, for me, as the real estate investor, points again back to what I just told you. Property values trend upward, and true rents, for the rental properties, they trend upward as well, which is why real estate is a great inflation hedge. So if you're worried about that from the problem-solving perspective, this is the space to be. And I do want to give you a concrete example just from my daily life as a single-family rental investor. I invest both in houses and apartments. We've been buying single-family rentals around Dallas-Fort Worth and down near Houston for a dozen years now and been invested in apartments for, I don't know, it's coming up on 5 or 6 years now. But I'm working on a cash-out refinance on one of my single-family houses. In fact, I just got the clear to close, meaning I can go to the closing table here in a couple of days and sign. And I'll be pulling out close to six figures from one house. One house. And it's just one example, really, of how real estate can help us solve our own problems. Right? We're going to create that cash flow. It's going to help us live a little better. It's going to help us address that higher cost of living. It's going to help us get out of that job if we so choose. But the beauty, I mentioned a minute ago, we learn how to solve our own problems, but you're going to find as a real estate investor, your impact spreads out a lot farther than maybe you thought about when you went into this. The beauty of becoming a real estate investor is that your actions go well, well beyond yourself. And we start solving problems for others just by what we do as investors. You know, the notion of a slumlord, forget about that. When we come back, I want to talk about real estate investing as a problem-solving solution for others in our community. So stay tuned.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
Are you caught in the hamster wheel of life, day in and day out, looking for a new solution? Well, today you can take action to retire in 5 years or less. How? Passive income through real estate investing. And the team to help you? Lifestyles Unlimited. For more than 33 years, our team of successful educators and mentors teach folks just like you the roadmap to retirement through real estate. Learn from the best, Lifestyles Unlimited. Known for the systems and support to help you real estate retire, just like Chad and Lisa.
Having the consulting team, having other avenues within your whole system, you know, is what's made y'all successful. Everyone is there to guide you to be successful. So it's just up to you to get off the butt and do it.
Do it. Take action today with this introductory offer. 2 years for $297. The Lifestyles Unlimited Financial Freedom Program. Go to GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Enter code 2024. Join and learn with Lifestyles Unlimited at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Code 2024.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb. I thank you for joining me today. And we're talking about solving problems. And we talked in the first part of the show about you solving your problems, whether that's a lack of time to spend with your family, to do the things you want to do, or a lack of money to be able to do those things, or just handle the cost of living increases we do continue to see, because yes, inflation is still there, and yes, it has come in higher than expected. Now, we're going to see what bearing that has on us down the line as the Fed has their meeting and tells us what they're going to do with rates. So far, the market seems to have handled it pretty well. And as a real estate investor, I was telling you, we're in the process of doing a refi. We're getting out of a very low interest rate loan. We're going to absorb that higher rate on our refi, but it makes sense, because we're pulling out a ton of cash that we can then redeploy. And I gave you an example of a house in Chattanooga. Great market, by the way. Here's another one. This is down near Houston. If I want to buy this house, my out-of-pocket is $22,000. Not a lot, right? If I'm pulling out close to six digits from this house, I can buy five of these things practically. This is great. I'm capturing $45,000 in equity. That's additional equity. I've got my $22,000 in there. I'm creating another 45. That's like a 200% return, greater than 200% return just on my equity that I've created. That's huge. So I'm sitting on over close to $70,000 in equity in this house. Could I turn around in a year and some change and do a cash out refinance there and pull a lot of that out? Absolutely, I could. You hear about it all the time nowadays. Affordable housing is a big, big problem across the nation. Now, you might be thinking, well, how does that help people if you're out there buying up all the houses? Well, think back to that inflation read. The, quote, rent, or the cost of owning a house, is up 5.8%. And in part, that's up because of where the values are trending, both in terms of rent as well as the cost to buy and then hold that house. There just are not enough houses out there, either for sale or for rent at the moment. And you as an investor do help the affordable housing situation. If this is something near and dear to your heart and a place where you want to be helpful to your community, to your state, to your nation, getting out and taking down these houses, buying these houses that are in disrepair like we talked about, again, that no one else wants to buy or live in because it's so junky, it's so run down, it smells so bad, it's a hoarder house, whatever. You get in there, you take that house, you turn it around, and you make it shine again. And we're not targeting those houses that are million-dollar houses. We're usually looking for houses that will have a value somewhere when we're done fixing it up. The value will be somewhere between maybe $100,000 and $300,000 once we've repaired them. That's called ARV, the after repair value. This is the biggest segment. This is where the biggest segment of our society needs housing. It's not the million-dollar houses. It's the $100 to $300 pocket there. So we take the rundown house and we clean it up. We fix it up. We make it shine again so that someone does want to live there. And going back to the lifestyles model, we follow a motto that says best product, best price. Four words that have a lot of meaning behind them. Best product means that we're going to go in and fix everything that needs fixing, that's broken now or could break in the next couple of years. We're going to update it. We're going to take that shag carpet out, and we're going to go in with nice flooring. We're going with nice fixtures. If the market demands it, nice granite countertops, maybe a nice formica if not. But we're going to go in, like I said, we're going to get this done for wholesale prices. That keeps things affordable as well for everybody. And we're going to put it on the market for a great price. Best product, best price. That keeps it affordable. That puts that distressed asset, that distressed property, back into the market. I didn't mention this. The house I was just looking at with you down in Houston, after repair, expected after repair value, $250,000. Right in that pocket. The one I was looking at in Tennessee, right about $300,000. There's one I looked at up in Kansas City. It was coming in around $150,000. Right? So we're right in that sweet spot. And what happens is we go in, like we said, and we put together the best product. We offer it at the best price. That does not mean the best price for us pushing the market an extra $100 higher than it is. For me, personally, it means going in maybe just a little bit under that market value or that market rent. Because I get the best people. Because I get a ton of interest when I go in $25 below what everything else is listed at. And that gives me the choice in residence. Best product, best price. I told you I was going to tell you the other part of the equation here. Best product, best price equals best people. And essentially, we're continuing to solve other people's problems because we're solving the problem for our resident that they're having trouble finding that best product out there. But with us, they find a great place to live, and people will really flock to your property when you fix it up right and you offer it at a good rental rate. And it continues. You move them in, that you do your screening, do all the due diligence you need to on that prospective resident, on that applicant. But they move in, they're thrilled, house is fixed up. But if there is an issue during that hold period, during their tenancy, we take care of it quickly, right? Best product, best price continues through our hold period. And we do periodic walkthroughs. You absolutely should do regular walkthroughs, whether it's quarterly, every half year, certainly no longer than annually. You're pushing it if you're going that far. But we do periodic walkthroughs. And although it may sound invasive quarterly, wow, going into that house every 3 months, residents appreciate that you're taking care of them and their house. I've heard that multiple times over the years. Wow, I've never had any of my prior landlords, right? So how they'll put that, I say, well, I'm just a rental owner, you know. I value you, my resident, and I want to make sure that the house you're occupying is in great shape. But over the years, they've never had anybody do that. yeah, here, I see this issue you didn't let me know about. They don't want to bother you. Good people, they're concerned about your well-being as well. But we want to get in there and identify any kind of maintenance issues that may come up. They should be minimal because we've gone in and fixed everything that was broken or could break in the first 3, 4, 5 years. But your residents will really appreciate that you're showing care for them and their house. And they stick around longer. I actually did a walkthrough at a property recently, another house that we're targeting for a refinance. And I just mentioned to the residents in the course of the conversation that an appraiser would be coming through at some point, and that got them alarmed. They're like, are you going to sell the house? Because we really don't want to move. In fact, they had been working with a realtor to find a house to buy. They weren't quite there credit-wise, et cetera. And their realtor approached them, said, hey, the kind of market's kind of easing up a little bit. This might be a good time. They told their realtor, we love this rental owner. We love this guy. We don't want to move. We want to stay put for a while longer. So if you're treating people right, solving their problems, they're going to solve your problem as well, and you're going to have a longer-term resident. And as far as problem solving goes for your residents, often they do not have immaculate credit. Maybe not always the best in financial terms. So what do? Well, to solve that problem, we may take a little bit of a higher security deposit. We can explain that. But we help them get into that house if it makes sense for them and for us. And while they're in there, a lot of the rent collection platforms out there, they'll report to the credit agencies. Again, solves that problem of the bad credit. Because eventually, these residents that I just mentioned and many others, their goal in the longer term is to buy a house. And going back to the notion of affordable housing, after 3 to 5 years, we may take this rental property off the rental market and offer it back to society as a retail sale. Some new family gets to move into their first house, their an affordable property. Or we sell it to that resident. That actually solves two problems at once. They don't have to move. They can use that security deposit that you've been sitting on as part of their down payment. If it's an FHA loan, if they're first-time home buyers, that down payment's very, very low. That really helps them out. And then we don't have to dress the house up quite the same we would for a retail sale or pay a big realtor commission. We're solving problems all around. So affordable housing, I know it's a big topic out there, but as investors buying in the value pocket where we are, we're really doing a lot to help society, and we're helping the neighborhood as well. Some of the stuff we buy, those are eyesores. We're turning them into diamonds. The neighbors, they will thank you. I've gotten letters, handwritten letters, dropped in the mailbox of the house we've been fixing up, thanking us for getting rid of that pink, salmon, whatever color was on the exterior, and making it a little bit more conforming to the neighborhood. So you help out that street, you help out that neighborhood, that community. You solve their problem by fixing that junky house and increasing their values as well as your own. So we're solving problems across the board. And over the years, I've seen unique situations come up from time to time. COVID was who was ready for that? You know, that was a curveball through everyone for a loop. But as educated and connected investors at Lifestyles Unlimited, we were able to help solve problems there as well. Residents that needed help, we were able to help find them help, help them with ideas, whether it's going out to that community church or wherever they need to go for help, help them by being flexible in the moment. Right? Maybe hold on that rent increase. Maybe don't do that this year. Being communicative. You know, really help them by being a bigger part of a bigger brain trust of like-minded investors that we are at Lifestyles Unlimited. I can't tell you the ideas that were going around within the group early in COVID that I think helped us all perform better as rental owners. Better for us and better for our residents. So we help ourselves. We solve a lot of our own problems by becoming real estate investors. We help a lot of other people along the way as well. We didn't talk about our team and how we're giving people jobs and all that stuff. There's a lot that goes into what we do. But I want to get back to your problems. You can solve the problems of your time, your cash flow, whatever it is you're working on, by investing in real estate. And I wanted to get back to tax time because it is tax time. And I've been diligently working on my organizer for my CPA. In fact, she has that already. And I want to get back to the fifth way that we make, or maybe better put, save money, which is through the tax advantages. When she's done with my tax prep and sends that back to me for review, I'm going to see some massive benefits. I told you earlier in the show, we create a lot of cash flow through our rental properties, anywhere from $200 to $500 net per month. And if you're doing it right, you're able to shield that from income tax. And a big piece of that equation, this is what I want to talk about just briefly, is depreciation. I want you to understand this. You don't have this on your regular house, your personal house. Depreciation is basically, it's a paper expense. Now, when I hold the property and I pay a mortgage, that mortgage interest is an actual expense that I've incurred, but I'm going to write that off against the property. Any mileage I've taken, I get to write that off against my portfolio. If I do have any maintenance, if I send out my HVAC, my AC guy for seasonal tune-ups, which I do, I'm going to expense that for each property. Right, I'm going to have physical, actual cash out expenses, but depreciation is unique. It's just a paper expense. The IRS wants us to take it on our houses. And traditionally, you depreciate the sticks and bricks part of your house over 27 and a half years, whatever that value is, right? Forget about the land part. Divide that, the remaining value, by 27 and a half, and you're expensing that amount every year. And again, if you're doing it right, that goes in and that offsets your cash flow. On paper, it looks like you're making a loss, but it gets even better because you can accelerate the components of that house, because some things depreciate faster. The IRS acknowledges that my carpet's dead and gone at age 5. So I can go in and look at that thing through a microscope and speed up the depreciation. It's called cost segregation. We typically do this with apartments, but you can. Yes, you can do that on houses. For it to make financial sense, you need to hold the house a little bit longer. But you can do that. Take even more losses on the outset to have even more tax advantages. If you're a high earner or your spouse is a high earner and you're paying a ton of income taxes, this is a solution to your problem. It may be investing in apartments. I did 3 apartment investments last year, and every single one of those did cost segregation. They've accelerated that depreciation. We're going to have a massive paper loss, passive loss, which will offset our passive income. And there are ways to get that to parlay against your earned income as well. These are the things that we talk about at Lifestyles Unlimited. So if you're thinking about real estate investing, if you're thinking about the tax advantages, and there are many more that we haven't talked about, that may present you with a new problem. I don't know how to do this. Oh, don't worry about that, because we at Lifestyles Unlimited, we can help you solve that problem. We are an education and mentoring group. We are designed to help you learn all of the things that we've been talking about, how to fix up that house, how to use depreciation to offset those taxes, and everything else that goes into our business. If you want to learn more, go to lifestylesunlimited.com. Start with our free workshop. There's a button there you can register, again, at lifestylesunlimited.com. Go check out our radio shows and get out there. Take action. Start solving your own problems. Because ultimately, remember, it's not the money. It's the lifestyle. You have a good day.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at LifestylesUnlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.